That's all I have for that. So that brings us to agenda item 7, discussion and possible action on new business to be considered at the next meeting. The next meeting, we will plan on it being our pre-planning meeting. You've heard us talk about that. You've heard Gene talk about that already. We'll have to have a 30-day notice. There are certain things that we will have to do and we'll have to get done for that meeting. Also during that meeting, we're going to what I'm calling it a water planning refresher course for all of us, where Corello will give us, where y'all have a chance to get comfortable with them on water planning, go over some of the basics. Well, I don't know. I hope y'all have some tough questions for them. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you. In either the pre-planning meeting or one of our future meetings, I'd really like to see us get an update on the major water projects that are either ongoing or being planned in Texas, how they impact particularly our planning process in Region G. And then the other thing is with the construction of all the windmill and solar projects, how is that impacting the water that's set aside for steam industrial electric generation? It seems to me those are trends that are going on in Texas right now, particularly the solar. And there might be some opportunities there that at least we need to be aware of. And if we're going to be good water planners, we need to know what's going on around the state, how much water is being generated, new water is being generated. Probably more importantly, how much is being used up. So,
yeah. So the windmill and the solar that's been putting up. I hope y'all wrote that down. Y'all got it written down? Okay. Something we'll look at. Thank you, Wiley. So the water planning refresher course, the pre-meeting, and whatever else we need to put on that agenda. I know we have a request for a consistency waiver already that will need to be on our next planning meeting too. Any other discussion on that?